I just want to know what kind of black magic men are doing on women these days. What is going on? Like, I literally open my social media apps and I see woman after woman going back to a cheating man, excusing men that abuse them physically, mentally, emotionally. Everyone bragging about how it's normal to be in a toxic relationship and how this is just the way it is. I just want to know, what are men doing? Like, what kind of black magic is this that you guys manipulated women into thinking that this behavior is okay? That you guys manipulated women into thinking that when they're being cheated on, that's normal and they should just accept it? It's making me sick to see women like this and see women justifying it. See, I don't have an issue with women that are in toxic relationships and unable to get out because of their culture, because of their situation, whatever, and they want to get out but they can't and they're stuck, and I feel for you and I pray for you. I have an issue with women publicly acknowledging that they're getting cheated on, that they're getting abused, and continuing to go back and literally tell us that this is normal and this is how it should be, and that you should struggle with a man or wait and be patient for a man. What are you teaching young women? You can be in your toxic relationship all you want. You can go back to you that man that doesn't respect you or doesn't love you 10 times, 20 times. We don't fucking care. I care about the fact that you're publicizing this. I care about the fact that you have a platform. I see comments saying like, oh my God, you know, if she goes back to her cheating boyfriend, I'm gonna do the same thing. Like, it has gotten so bad. The situation now has gotten so bad that men are asking women to have self-respect. And see, this is the big issue, yeah? When you see a woman like me speaking up for women, saying, hey, listen, you deserve more. You deserve a man that's loyal. You deserve a man that treats you well. You deserve a man that spoils you. You guys get angry at me. You guys get angry because that's not what you're getting. And you look at me and you think like, oh, why does she deserve that? Why does she think that she deserves that? I do think that I deserve that, and I will not settle for anything less. I will not settle for someone that's cheating on me. You guys, do you understand what cheating is? Do you understand that that man thinks you're not worthy of loyalty? And the same men that are cheating on you will not cheat on someone else that they do love and that they do respect. Cheating is a form of abuse. Cheating is a form of disrespect towards you. He doesn't respect you. And to be honest, if I'm in the mind of a man and I see a woman that keeps coming back to me after I cheat on her, I embarrass her publicly, and she keeps coming back, I will also not respect her. You know how our brain is wired? Our brain is wired to find meaning in everything. We need to find meaning and patterns. That's how our brain is biologically. So when a woman keeps coming back, you know how a man starts to think, how his brain starts to think? Oh, she keeps coming back because she's not worthy of good treatment. She keeps coming back because she doesn't deserve anything better. So that's what they start to believe. So the abuse gets worse and worse down the line. The same feet that you guys are kissing from these men are the same feet that will kick you in the face tomorrow, because they literally do not respect you. You guys are putting men on a pedestal. They should never be on a pedestal. You should be on a pedestal. You should be the prize. You should be treated well. And somehow these women that are justifying all these behaviors have reversed this completely and ruined it for women like us that still do feel like a man should treat as well. Try to date now. Try to find someone. They all ask you, why don't you send me flowers? Why don't you text me first? Like, what happened to men? Hi guys, my name is Liz and welcome back to my channel. Okay, in this video, I don't know what I'm gonna do, but I'm gonna put something straight. First things first, let's talk about endowment effect. Endowment effect basically means people value things more highly when it belongs to them versus when it doesn't. So basically, if you have a bag, yeah, and you buy that bag, you love that bag because you strived so long to get that bag, you will sell it for, like, let's say you bought it for $40,000, you will sell it for $60,000 because you're like, no, it's worth so much. But it's not worth that much because you bought it for $40,000. It's worth $40,000. But because you put your energy into it, you put your emotions into it, for you, it's worth more highly. Now, it's the same thing that women do with men. We put our emotions, we put our energy into that one person, and we feel like, oh my God, that is the last man on earth. He is amazing. He's so good. And every time he cheats on you, does something, you try to justify it because you think, I will never find someone as good as him. Because your energy is involved. Your emotions are involved. But us, looking from this side and just looking rationally at your situation, we see him as the rat he is. We can look at him and think like, oh, that's a cheating rat. You have to take a step back and then you have to look rationally at your situation. You should actually really think, if my friend was in a relationship like that, how would I judge the relationship? How would I think of her? Because that's the same way people think about you. You think anyone respects a woman that justifies a cheating, abusive partner? No. And you know why I say the woman? Because the man never gets blamed for this. It's you that is the laughing stock. Everyone is laughing at you. The man can go and publicize that he cheated on you, he abused you, whatever. He will still be the man and still continue living his life. But you will be a joke, not only to women, but also the men following, because they will see, oh my God, she wasn't even worthy of being respected by this other man. And because men only respect men, they think I shouldn't respect her either. Another thing is, humans are biologically wired to hold on to things that are familiar to us. So even if it's bad, because it's familiar, we have a very hard time letting go. And that's why I'm telling women that are in toxic relationships, there is something that has happened either in your childhood or down the line, maybe not from your parents or whatever, that there is a reason that you hold on to that toxic relationship. Maybe there's low self-confidence, maybe there's low self-worth. I mean, not maybe, probably, yeah. And there is a reason why you feel like you need to justify this. That's why I'm telling you guys, you need therapy. You don't need a relationship. You need therapy because this is a cycle that will continue in different forms. Your same lesson, that person that abused and cheats on you right now, will continue in different forms because you have not learned your lesson. I get it. When you come from a toxic environment, what you crave in your partner is also toxicity. When you have a partner that is just normal and stable, and there isn't drama, there isn't fights, that will be boring for you. I had the same thing with my ex. I was literally bored with him. He comes from a stable home. He was always good with me. He was always nice to me. And I was bored with him. I was like, why are you so boring? Because in my head, what I've seen from my parents is abuse, toxicity, fights. And I was like, you should be jealous over me. You should be doing these things or fighting or whatever. Then it shows that you care. But then I also understood, no, this is not correct, Liz. You should fix this about yourself. And I went to therapy with it. I went to therapy and I fixed that about myself. And I started to understand that those are my toxic behaviors that I'm putting onto him. And most of women, they don't want to accept that they are sometimes the problem. You guys take toxic relationships, take it into your new relationship, and you feel like this is a continuous, it should be like that again. No. When is enough enough? When do we actually take accountability for our actions? When do we say, hey, listen, the fact that I'm allowing him to continue to cheat on him, on me, is not normal. Why do I keep going back? When do we look at ourselves instead of other people? Just because something is familiar or comfortable to you doesn't mean that it's good, okay? Sometimes uncomfortable things and getting away from something that you have known your whole life is actually the best option for you. And it's actually the step that you need to take into the right direction. You know, when you are healed as a person and you step away from your traumas, the things that you used to allow when you were toxic yourself or you were still stuck in your traumas will disgust you. The people that you used to allow to have access to you will disgust you. Energetically, you will not be attracted to toxic people anymore. You should be such a powerful woman that you influence the room and not adapt to it. You should have your set value. When a man cannot meet that value, you do not go down in order to get him. No. Because at the end of the day, you will be unhappy because you had to compromise yourself. You had to compromise yourself, your morals, and your values to get that man. And that man will also see, oh, you know what? She lowered herself for me. So in his head, you're already lower. In his head, you're already desperate for him. So he already has that power over you. No, if you're here, yeah, and that man is here, he better rise up to your level or be here so he can pull you up. But no way
No way are you going down.
Same way, I hear so many of my friends say like, oh my God, no, Liz, I can't find a good man because this is how the area is, this is how the city is, this is how the country is. Why are you there then? Why are you literally not looking outside of your country? If you want to have a good relationship and you can't find someone in your own environment, why don't you look outside of that environment? Why are you guys acting like we're trees and once we're born somewhere, we can't move or we can't do anything? And you also need to understand that people will perceive you the same way you perceive yourself. If you think that you're a woman deserving of loyalty, good treatment, of being spoiled, of respect, whatever you want, then that is also what people and life will give you. But if you think that, no, you know, everyone cheats, I can only attract a bad man, all men are bad, blah, blah, that is your reality, honey. And that is it, nothing else. You are being treated the way you perceive yourself. When people see that you're a self-respecting woman, that you don't accept bullshit from no one, and you don't go down in your value for no one, that is also how people will treat you. Why do you think that there's women out there, including myself, that do get that treatment, that do get loyalty, that do get spoiled, that do get men that are literally telling us that we're walking goddesses on earth? Why do you think we get that? Because we do not accept anything less. Another thing is stop waiting for the potential of a man. The potential of a man doesn't exist, okay? The potential, what is that even? It's just what you think that that man could be. But that's not what that man thinks about himself, okay? So you're projecting in your head what you think that the best version of that man is. That's his potential. He will never live up to that potential and he will keep resenting you for you wanting him to be that potential. So there's no point here. There's no point. Men don't wait for potential. If a man doesn't like you, if a man looks at you and you're not physically what he wants, he will leave the minute he says, no, I don't like you. I'm not attracted to you. That's it. Why do we as women constantly wait and be patient and be like, oh no, he'll get better, but then he never does. And then maybe when he does, when he gets better, he will ditch you for someone else. Because you're the woman that builds with him. That's not the one he wants. He wants the fantasy woman. The one that he couldn't get when he was down. But now that he's up, he can get her. And if any woman wants to say that, you know, it's okay if he cheats, this and that. And, you know, even I hear women say, like, it doesn't matter. As long as he provides, he can cheat or whatever. I had a friend, yeah. She was constantly being cheated on, but she got everything. Every bag you can imagine. She got apartments, she got houses, she got everything. This girl cries herself to sleep every single day. This girl sees every single beautiful woman as a threat. And she has to. Because the only thing she has going for herself, she doesn't have her own career. She's dependent on that man. So she's dependent on his money, and the only way she's getting his money is because she's young and she's beautiful right now. So every single other young and beautiful woman that's walking around is her threat. She's jealous of that because she's scared. Because if he likes that other woman, she loses her money. She doesn't have anything else. That's why I tell young women watching me, focus on your career first. Make sure you have your own money. And then when you're ready to date someone, make sure that man also either... you guys equally split your money or whatever, like he provides for himself and you have your own money, or he provides for you and you don't even have to touch your own money. But do not think that cheating and just receiving money and whatever is gonna make you happy. It's not. I've seen women like this, they're unhappy. So you need women to understand you deserve what you desire. If what you desire is a very high life, a very high luxury life, then that's what you deserve. But if you think that you deserve someone that is just okay and normal, then you guys live a simple life, that's also what you deserve. If you think that the only thing you deserve is a bad man, a man that cheats on you, then that's also what you deserve. That is it. It's all about your desires. What do you want? What do you want as a woman? What do you want for your children? Is this the type of man you want for your children? Is that the same man you would allow your daughter to date? The guy that you're justifying? What do you want out of life? Really sit down and think to yourself, what do I actually want out of this life? Why do I think that I'm not deserving of certain things? Who told me I was not deserving of those things? Where do these thought patterns come from? Sit down and ask yourself these questions and you will get the answer. And also understand that people will project their own lack onto you. Whenever you try to do something new or whenever you're demanding for something more, people will tell you, oh no, you can't do that. Oh no, you're asking for too much. No, you can't do that. And you're searching for an ally in whatever is happening with you. But I don't have to accept that reality. That reality is not mine. Your reality of that you're saying to everyone that a cheating man is okay, you're justifying it, all these things, I don't have to accept that. That's not my reality. For me, that's not okay. There's a lot of loyal men out there, and those are the ones that I want. There's a lot of men that are loyal, will spoil you and treat you like a queen. But those women that get treated that way, they're not on social media parading it around because they don't have to validate themselves to anyone. They're living the good life. Also, just realize that you are an unlimited being. As a woman, you're divine. You know how powerful you are as a woman? You know how valuable you are as a woman? You guys just don't understand. Society has taught women that we're not powerful, we're not strong, we're the weaker gender, but that's complete bullshit. We're actually the stronger gender. We're more intuitive, you know? And it's not even about this whole gender thing, like, oh, who's better, whatever. It doesn't matter. You aren't a limited being. God didn't put you on this earth, and God didn't give you the ability to give life to others for you to make yourself smaller and to dim your own light. And to act like, oh no, I don't want to ask for too much because that's too much for them. Too much, why? You're an unlimited being. Look at the universe. It's so big. We're on a ball just floating around in the universe. Why do you think that the things that you want, even money, money's just an energy. It's not special. Why do you think that you are not deserving of those things? Who told you that? Who made you feel like that? Women are very protected. Women are protected and seen highly in the eyes of God. You can ask for anything and you will get it. And even when a man hurts a woman, it's dangerous for this man. This is how protected women are. I've seen men that have hurt women, and when a woman said something, at this one woman, and she was like a hairdresser, and she told me she had like this ex-boyfriend. They were together, whatever, he gave her false hope that they would get married, whatever. And then one day she found out that he was cheating on her. She found it out, and then he said, no, I'm not, this and that. And then she said, if you're lying, I hope you get disabled. And it's horrible what she said, obviously. But obviously in the moment, she was very angry and whatever. And he said, yeah, whatever, I'm not lying. I kid you not, this is 100% true. A week later, this man, he fell from his window, and he's in a wheelchair now. Women are very protected. When you hurt a woman, you cannot be successful in life. And you actually have to be very careful of what happens to you. Why do you think God protected us like this? Because we're valuable. We're very valuable. In so many religions, women are the most important thing. They, even in Islam, they say the paradise is underneath the feet of mother. A woman is mentioned so many times. I saw this quote somewhere and it said, what is this person giving you that you're willing to betray yourself for it? What are you guys getting out of these relationships? I need women to understand that when from the first time a man shows you with his actions that he doesn't want you, believe him. No matter what he says, if he abuses you today, but tomorrow he sends you a message saying, I love you, believe the abuse. From the first time when he starts disrespecting you, believe this man. He doesn't want you. He would not treat every woman that way. He would not treat his dream woman that way. He's treating you that way because he simply does not want you. And it's okay when someone doesn't want you. Your validation doesn't come from this man wanting you or not wanting you. It has to come from you within, okay? Doesn't matter if he doesn't want you. There's 8 billion people on this earth. You think you will not find someone else that does want you, that does respect you, that is loyal to you? You think you won't find that? It's all fun and games because women think, oh, I'm young. Oh, I'm in my early 20s now, whatever. I'll just be in this toxic relationship, whatever. But then all of a sudden, you wake up one day, you're 30 years old. Now you have 2 children with this guy. You thought, huh, I'm just here for a little while. But now years have passed. You know why that is? Because in the beginning, you didn't leave
when he showed to you that he didn't want you, you didn't leave. If you have the option to leave, leave. No matter how hard it is. See, there's one thing about me. No toxic person that I've ever cut out of my life is someone that I miss. There is no toxic person that I miss. I've always found myself telling God, thank you so much. What a blessing that you removed this person out of my life. Even at the time, I might have thought like, no, I want this person so badly to be a part of my life. But then he wasn't or she wasn't. Thank God. Thank God, because there's no one that I miss. And I promise you, once you start healing, you'll get disgusted by who you allowed to have access to you. And to the young girls that are watching this, I want to say to you, do not look up to these people that have a platform and are showing you that toxic relationships are okay. Do not look up to these people that are showing you that hookup culture is okay, to sleep with everyone, you have a high body count, this and that. Girls, please listen to me. First of all, anyone that is bragging about a high body count and is trying to get a high body count sleeping with hundreds and 200s of people is disgusting. Truly, that's disgusting to me. Because as a human, the first thing, if a man would say this to me, I would not at all be with him. Because I would literally think, you have STDs, you have so many energies attached to you. Like, what are you doing? You know, it's not a flex. It's not cool. So please don't try to make people push you into having high body count, using substances, drinking. Like, don't let people manipulate you into it. Because down the line, these people feel so bad about themselves. Look at these people. They can sleep with any woman they want. They sleep with 20 women a night. Or these women sleep with so many men. Then they come home, and then the reality kicks in. You know how bad they feel about themselves? You will feel like, why do I give everyone access to me? You're a sacred thing. You're a sacred being. Not everyone should have access to you. What poor energetic hygiene is that? If you're just sharing yourself with everyone and just whatever, you know? If that's what you want to do, then do it. But don't let people manipulate you. And to the women that are still stuck in a toxic relationship and feel like, you know what, I put so much time and energy into this relationship, I don't want to get out. Do not look at how much you put into this. Look at what the future of this relationship is. If you spend years now in this toxic relationship and everything, look at what the future will be. How will your family look? How will your relationship look? How will you feel about yourself? Ask yourself these things. It doesn't matter how much you put in. You can still heal now, go to therapy, focus on yourself and heal from this and get a good relationship. There is so much more out there for you. There's so much more that you have not seen yet. There's so many people that will bless you that you have not met yet. So do not let this one thing hold you back. It's okay. We all make mistakes in life. But don't try to justify it. At some point, we need to take accountability for what is happening to us. It's okay to say, I allowed this behavior before, but I will never allow that again. I'm a different woman now. I have changed. It's okay. No one will look at you crazy. We all make the dumbest mistakes in life, but when you learn, and then you know that you deserve more and you will get more in life. Once you switch that thing in your head, the whole road will be open for you. The whole road, I promise you. And God will not let you fail. When you get out of a toxic relationship, you think God doesn't have your back? He will help you. But the issue is, real love cannot come in. Someone that respects you cannot come in because you're not willing to let go of this familiar toxic cycle. But once you let that go, you know how fast what you want once comes in? It comes in so fast, and you're deserving of it. So please choose yourself. I hope we as women can support each other more, can uplift each other, and not see each other as the enemy, but see each other as, you know, an ally, and we can help each other to get bigger and better and get the best treatment that we deserve. I love you guys so much. Thank you so much for watching. And yeah, I see you in the next video. Bye-bye.